actually an interesting study that the National Institutes of Health is starting. They are looking for people who are interested in joining a trial where they would basically swab the flu virus in your nose and then keep you there for about at least 9 days as you develop some symptoms and get over the flu. They keep you in quarantine, and they want to study how the flu virus works, how the body fights it off, what happens to the flu virus in the body, and the hope is that it will help develop better vaccines.
Now, we've heard a lot about the sluggish United States economy, high unemployment rates, extending unemployment benefits. Are they getting a lot of takers, people who would take the $3,000 and get the flu?
They are starting to. They've been recruiting since about November. They've gotten somewhere about 25, 30 people who have so far done the study, mostly from this area. They've gotten as far away as New York, but mostly from the Maryland, D.C. metropolitan area. And they're looking for about 75 more to get about 100 people, and then they may even extend it beyond that. And, you know, for people in this area, it's not so bad. I mean, basically, you have to go to Bethesda. You have to get checked out, make sure you qualify. Anybody with any health condition can be excluded. If you've got asthma, if you've got heart problems, women who are pregnant or could become pregnant, you know, will all be excluded at a certain age. They want younger, you know, basically younger, healthy adults. And then once you do get accepted into the trial, you have to be prepared to take 9 days off of work because you're pretty much in quarantine at the NIH Clinical Trial Center, you know, in the hospital there until they can show that your body is free of flu. They don't want you spreading it anywhere to anyone. So they really don't want to let, you know, kind of infect you with the virus and have you walking around the community possibly infecting other people.
That would be pretty irresponsible, I would imagine. Anyway, what do scientists hope to find?
Well, they really are hoping to find out. There's a lot of frustration out there in terms of the flu vaccine. You know, it's really not all that effective in people who are older. And they're the most vulnerable to the flu virus. A lot of them are more susceptible to complications from the flu. They'd also like to understand why it doesn't work so well in other people. And they'd like to really develop, you know, ultimately, a universal flu vaccine that would enable us to have protection from year to year. Right now, the flu virus changes every year, and every time it changes, evolves, we have to get a new vaccine. That's why we have to get a yearly flu shot. They're hoping if we get this, if they can develop a universal flu vaccine, we wouldn't have to do that. So I think they think it's worth it to pay people. You know, it's up to $3,000 if you comply with all of the requirements and the visits. You can earn $3,000 to partake in the study.